Jody, I have a word for you. And when I was sitting back there this summer, an old song really became a favorite of our youth group at this conference we went to. It's called Garment of Praise. It's a really old song. They just redid it. And the Lord has done a lot with our young people with that song. But the first line is, "The joy of the Lord is the strength of my heart." And I just heard the Lord singing that over you and saying, I just heard him say that this is a season where his joy, not a season, it's a new way where his joy was going to rule and reign over everything. In places where the enemy is coming in the past to really steal that, that the Lord's just giving you new sight and new vision, not only to put your foot down, but to not even go there. It's like the door is shut. And the joy of the Lord is the strength of your heart, and it's going to rule and reign from here on out.
I've got one for you as well. So I had this picture of you just playing leapfrog, like, as a child. And I heard the Lord say that you're going to start going through life like a leapfrog, just jumping over anything that comes your way. And I think that goes along with the word Roxanne gave you, just a lot of joy in that. And then the Lord was really highlighting your name to me. And so I was looking at just different definitions of your name. And one of the definitions in Hebrew of your name was God will increase. And so I just feel like that's a word over your life, that you're just going to keep experiencing increase from the Lord.
And just to confirm that, when I was back there, I was looking over you, and I just saw the word joy. And I just heard the Lord say it was going to be a season of blessing in the spirit. And then Father Jeff, I just heard the Lord say that he is going to come on you with a first love. And it's going to be like nothing you have ever known before.
So Jody got three words? All right. $20 extra in the little basket back there. Once you get three, it costs you something. You know, one of the things we were talking about, I was talking to Debbie and Dan, is that one of the things we found is that Christians, too, are like wandering off into some weird stuff. And it's because if life doesn't work, and now the world's screaming so many more alternative things you can do to make life work, people are going to go after that. And that's what I mean by the whole world anxiously longing for the revealing of people who are walking in glorious freedom. And so that's why the gospel is so important. All we're talking about is the gospel. It's good news that's so good that there's no lifestyle, no story better than that story. And so one of the things I was thinking for you, the word is that I believe the gospel is becoming clearer and clearer for you. And that God's really going to use you to help people who are making choices, Christians who are making choices to drift off into different things because life isn't working. Their story's not really been fun. But the life that Jesus lives is extraordinary. And they just need to hear the gospel. So God's going to really use you to preach the gospel to Christians who are being tempted by all these choices that are now being told, oh, well, I'll try this, we'll try that. Maybe I'll be happy if I do this. You see? And so, also for Ingrid, I just saw you baking something. So I know you're cooking. You're an amazing cook. And she makes the best fried chicken in the history of the world. Yes, amen. And you were baking something, but it was almost like you were baking it and you were doing a cooking class, and you were giving instruction about how to bake this. So I think a couple of things that are going to be happening is that, one, that's literally going to be true. God's going to use you to do cooking things and teaching people, and you're going to be sharing the gospel in that. But also, I believe that your teaching anointing, just in general, about the things of God are kind of coming to the surface. And that you're going to be, there's some things you're baking in the spirit realm. That God just forming some things in you. The scripture talks about Christ being formed in us. So is that whole life is being formed in you? And so your teaching gifting and opportunities to do that is going to increase because you're going to do classes, baking classes in the spiritual and also in the natural. I didn't, yeah. I want some more fried chicken. You brought me some fried chicken? Oh, see, am I prophetic or what? Good Lord Almighty. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, and I have a word for Father Tuck. I don't know what this means, but I just saw like a missing piece. There's like a missing piece the Lord's putting into place. And so in Jesus' name, bless that. And is your name David? That's not prophetic. I think I saw your name tag earlier. Yeah. Okay. And I just feel like the Lord showed me like new springs of life, new springs of vision, new springs of his spirit. There's just like creative ideas for ministry. And so I just pray you bless that in Jesus' name. And then for you and your friend here, I don't know which one of you guys this is for, but I saw like the Lord rearranging certain things. Like sometimes he'll take things away. Sometimes he'll put things in place. And when he does that, it's to bring healing. And so I feel like just let go of whatever it is he's just don't wrestle with whatever it is he's trying to do. And for you, I do feel that you have like a ministry, you know, gifting or calling on you. And so I don't know what that looks like, but I feel like he's going to be accelerating that in the coming time in Jesus' name.
For John Sweeney, the Lord's changing your paradigm about what successful church looks like. Jesus, your church is his favorite church in the whole world. That's the truth. And so we have these paradigms that are from the world. I can't find them anywhere in Scripture about what a successful church looks like or doesn't look like. And it's always usually based on numerical things. That's just tragic. Because then you end up in conversations with the enemy because you're trying to find answers all the time instead of just discovering the truth. And the truth is that that's his favorite church in the whole world. And he's wanting to shift totally your paradigm. You know?
I'll go quick. I have a word for you, too. I just saw a wrecking ball, and I heard the Lord say he was knocking down obstacles that you just to keep walking and not to stress or to look at them as obstacles, but to keep your eyes on Jesus. And this wrecking ball was just, as you were moving, was just removing all the obstacles out of your way.
All right, this is number three. This is your last one for
John, you're getting three. Oh, man, we're making money today. Go for it.
But, you know, Roxanne used that word. It is so true, moving. Because, man, what happens in the natural just so often speaks of what's going on in the spirit realm. And as you're getting ready to physically move, it's so true. God is calling you to a new place as a pastor. And, man, we all, you know, you can't get it in 30 seconds. But it's coming. And he said, John, I am the food for the journey of your life.
Amen. And this is a prophetic word for all the clergy who are here. Not everybody here is clergy or connected to clergy, but I really hear this is a prophetic word. The word I gave to John earlier. And it's like the Lord is saying to you that that church growth can't be your chief priority. Here's the deal. If you're abiding in Christ, you want to tell people the story. And you want to tell them they can have this story too. That's just part of the DNA of Christlikeness. Jesus wants to tell people his story. He wants to touch their life. He wants to change their life. He wants to heal them. You're going to do that. But your priority can't be church growth, or it becomes about you and not about him. Just be Christ. And then everything else takes care of itself. And that's what success and failure is determined by. And I really mean that. It's not a teaching, a prophetic word for all the clergy that are here. I can't find a church growth seminar anywhere in the book of Acts.
And I have a word for you too, with the glasses. I feel like that you've really gone through an assault. And the enemy has really come against you through things people have done, and that he's really tried to raise up an assault against your personal being, and that he's tried to raise up some condemnation on you and some self-hatred and some things like that, just based on things that people have said. And the Lord said he's breaking that off you, and you're not going to struggle with that anymore, and that he's raising up over you a banner that says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, and you're going to know exactly what your inheritance is as a child of God. It's going to come on you, and it's going to be new.
also for my brother here on the outside of the pew there. Yeah. Well, I just heard the Lord say to tell you that he's so passionate about the fact you're his beloved. And he so finds joy in identifying himself with you. We all know that we find our identity in him, but Jesus loves being identified with you. And that he's so pleased with your heart. And he wants you to celebrate you as much as he celebrates you. Because you house him. You know? And so we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And so the Lord wants you to forever see yourself in union with one who just is thrilled to publicly identify himself with you and everything about you. The nuances of your appearance, the smile, the lines in your face, everything about you emits him. It's all part of the deal. Okay.
This isn't for anyone specific, but the Lord just gave me a picture or a phrase. He just was saying that he's rewiring thought processes, and I even started getting pictures of people waking up in the morning and just kind of dreading their day because of the way that they're
You done? Or you do? Well, while you're doing that for Wendy, when we were talking out there in the narthex, what a funny name. I just saw like healing, wholeness rising up inside of you. And we haven't visited in a long time. And you were always wonderful, extraordinarily wonderful. But we shared a bus ride together that'll forever bond us, even when we're in heaven. 75 hours and 2 weeks in a bus in Africa. but there was something different about just your tone. There's just a life thing going on inside of you. And there's just healing rising up in you. I don't mean that just about to give away, that obviously we always give away what we receive, but there's something happening inside of you that's really healing. There's a reorienting the thing that God's doing. That's the word.
And Rosie, for you and the lady sitting next to you, I just see the Lord as like a shield around you. And there's nothing that can ever come against you. And so I just see his favor on y'all as a shield in Jesus' name.
Okay. Well, we got 2 more days to get to do this, so. Anybody got 1 more word? You go for it.
Mary, I just kept hearing ministry, ministry, ministry. And I know you're not a wallflower and you do not hold back. But I feel like the Lord is just saying there's more. Like he's fixing to open doors for ministry.
Who's that for?
Mary Hansel.
Oh, sorry about that, Mary. You're sitting so close, I missed you. Yeah. Okay.